Moving Iron Podcast is proud to be part of the Global Ag Network. The network is live, so check out globalagnetwork.com for more details and updates. Now on to the show.
Moving Iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving Iron, time and time again. Through the years you'll find us here. Moving Iron.
Hello and welcome to Moving Iron Podcast Tax News with Glenn Birnbaum. Glenn, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, good. It's March 15th, so it's one deadline down, and we had a little celebration today, a little lunch, and did a little skit and everything, you know, so accountants can maybe even have a little bit of fun occasionally just to kind of release some stress. But, yeah, we're feeling okay right now, but the next month is going to be the real critical time for us. So.
Right. Yeah, between now and the 15th of April, I'm sure you're plenty busy. You got plenty of stuff going on.
Yep, never a dull moment, so yeah.
Never a dull moment in the accountant's office this time of the year, right?
Uh-huh.
Right on. All right, man, so we were talking beforehand, we got started, and you said there's a deadline that's up today and having to do with S-Corp and some other stuff, so talk about that a little bit and how that's going to affect stuff.
So, yeah, March 15th, and this has changed in the last few years, but basically now an S-Corporation or a partnership, the federal return is due March 15th, okay? Now, as a general rule of thumb, you know, there's no tax going to be paid with these returns, the federal return, but they did move up the date on partnerships a few years ago, and so now everything's due March 15th. So what a lot of that means is obviously we do try to get the returns out that we can get out, but if there are more complex issues, which we're certainly seeing that this year with like 199A and things, you know, we're doing a few more extensions of the entity returns just to kind of make sure that everything's going to, you know, end up like we think it is, right? So we're going to do a few more extensions to make sure we understand how the actual personal tax return is impacted by it. So, but you do have to, electronically filing these extensions. So, you still have to do something. Basically, we have to push a button today to file an extension. So that's kind of the rule on the federal. So if you set up a new partnership or something, an LLC in the last year, you know, maybe your tax accountant doesn't know about it yet, right? March 15th is the deadline to file an extension. Now for state rules, it's very different. In Illinois here, it's kind of crazy that an S-corporation return is due March 15th, but a partnership return in Illinois is not due until April 15th, so sometimes we have to confuse ourselves a little bit. But generally, if you got an entity return, you probably got to do something today other than a C-corporation. Not too many C-corporations around anymore, but a calendar year C-corporation tax return is now due. The last few years, it's changed April 15th, so... So just keep that in mind. You know, we try to estimate, you know, what if any tax is owed. But, again, doing a few more extensions this year to give us some breathing room.
Yep. So talk about some of the stuff that we've kind of hit on beforehand. Talk about any of the – I know we're still waiting on – and you talk about a lot where you're still waiting on some clarifications and stuff. And beforehand you started talking about some of your software where you knew the right answer, but – getting software to do it. So talk about a little bit of those issues you're seeing out there right now.
Yeah, we're saying really, you know, you just cannot trust the software system this year. We use a very good, you know, software program and, you know, pay pretty good money for it. But, you know, it's just very hard for the programmers to get everything right. And so a couple issues we're dealing with right now is a little bit complicated, but, you know, you may have a loss on an S corporation return, you know, first year, maybe, so it's got some losses, right, and maybe use some bank financing to fund that loss, right, a line of credit or something. So basically you can only deduct the loss to the extent of your what's called basis, how much money the owner actually put up. So if you use entirely bank financing, you wouldn't get any loss. But let's say you had a $60,000 loss, but you only put up, you know, $35,000 of actual cash as equity. So you'd only be able to deduct $35,000. That's simple. I mean, it's been that way before. But the challenge with our software right now is it's not handling the extra carryover correctly. So what it's doing is saying, okay, you had a $60,000 loss in total, and it's trying to say, this gets a little strange, but let's say you've got other income out there, right? You've got some other K-1 from some other business, right? And so you have to net your loss with your profit, right? And you only pay tax on your net income. And it's only going to be able to use that $35,000 loss, right, against your actual taxable income. Again, you know, this is not talking about 199A. So this is just kind of basic tax things. Well, our software thinks that for the 199A deduction, you actually have a $60,000 loss to offset against your other income. But in reality, it should only be a $35,000 loss, and the rest should carry over. So it's basically like we have a whole other set of carryover schedules to deal with. 199A should be its own separate like column in our software, and the program is just not quite up to date yet. So we've got to kind of like manually do some overrides, then track some stuff, you know, in spreadsheets on the side kind of. And so, you know, we're going to be contacting software program. Hopefully they'll fix it, but again, we have to do our own calculations and make sure, you know, the software is correct, because it's really hard to do this right, program everything correctly. So at the entity level, which again, the entity level is today, right? That's the March 15th deadline. You know, we're providing information. Hey, this is good income. This is your qualified business income. You know, a lot of this is just kind of supplemental information. Or no, this type of business is, you know, it's a law firm, so it's going to be bad income, right? Or a specified service business, or it's a consulting practice, that's going to be bad income. We're providing all that information on the entity levels, which is tricky. But now we're moving towards the personal tax returns. And the personal tax returns, we got to accumulate all that data together, right? And I've got some good income, some bad income. How do you mix it all together? And it's really hard for the software to be able to track all this through. So we're anticipating some more challenges in computing the 1040s, the personal tax returns, just because of all these new complications with tax reform.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff here that just so much unclear. Well, just like what you talk about here, it's one of those things where just the clarity is not there, so the software doesn't work right, and you have to double check and triple check and make sure everything's the way it is. I mean, is this one of the first years in a while you've seen where the tax code's been like this, to where it's kind of jacked
for me
up?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've been doing this almost 20 years, and for me, it's really the first real major reform. And you know, we're telling people, hey, just make sure you know, even if you think it's an obvious issue, you know, you probably should run it by somebody else. You know, that's where we use the power of our firm. You know, the number of people we have here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to, hey, I'm just making sure this is right. You know, we don't even necessarily mention any names, right? Client names. It's just, you know, hey, I've got this situation. Am I thinking of this right? Because, you know, it's so easy to get bogged down in the details, and is maybe the software is doing it right, but you're just trying to make sure. So, yeah, we're encouraging a lot of communication. The neat thing, Casey, is, you know, we've got people at our firm, you know, been doing this 40 plus years, right? So I've been maybe half that, 40 plus years, you know, and they're having to learn new things, right? And they're not sure either, right? So I think it helps, you know, hey, everyone's learning, right? We're all kind of starting over, and so it's kind of a neat thing to see people grow. And, you know, it's a good angle. I hadn't thought of that, right? This is the way I'm going to save my clients some money. So it's been pretty neat. So we're definitely doing a lot more communicating and talking because we have to.
Absolutely. All right, Glenn. Well, you're a busy man. You got a million things going on. If folks want to reach out to you, pick your brain, or just have an overall tax question about something going on in their business, how would they do that?
Yeah, it's best to call us here at the firm, Heinel Bandworks, 309-694-4251 is our phone number. We'd be happy to talk to anyone, or if you got some idea, you know, we're all ears. You can also look me up on Twitter. My handle is at Glenn Birnbaum.
All right. Make sure you guys go out and follow Glenn. I'm sure there'll be a lot of folks chiming in on this one, other accounts, stuff like that. So make sure you go out and follow Glenn there on Twitter. And Glenn, till next week, have a good one. We'll catch you up then.
Okay, Casey, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Moving Iron Podcast, now part of the Global Ag Network. If you'd like to continue any of these conversations, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. You can also send me an email at Moving Iron Podcast at movingironpodcast.com. You can also visit the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel and watch Market Roundup with Chip Mellinger, Sean Hackett, and Angie Setzer. Also, Tax News with Glenn Birnbaum. Please visit movingironllc.com. Here you can find information, details, and updates for the 2019 Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave a review and subscribe at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and globalagnetwork.com. So until next time, let's go move some iron. This is Casey Seymour. out.
Moving higher in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving higher time and time again. Through the years you'll find a sea.